Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Access to safe drinking water is an unequal proposition, with many areas of the world lacking this basic resource. One privately held company is demonstrating that social impact and entrepreneurial success can go hand in hand with its pending launch of one of the market's first, if not only, gravity-fed water filtration system, which has been laboratory tested to remove harmful viruses, bacteria, and cysts from drinking water. Director Dwayne Dunk will explain both the technology and the mission behind the solution. Dwayne, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
It certainly is our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing all the details here today. So for starters, if you would, tell us about Aqua Guidance and why it is focused on creating a water filtration solution for viruses.
Yes, sir. Aqua Guidance is a Florida-based company. It's a for-profit organization, and we specialize in drinking water filtration media solutions for areas of the world that have particularly poor quality water. And we focus on residential and commercial scale small operations. We're not large municipal oriented. And we sell on a B2B level to other water filtration companies to improve their quality and their branded products that are available then to consumers around the world, basically enhancing their performance with our technology advances.
It certainly is fantastic what you're doing in the space and making such a difference, and we're thankful for that. Help us understand the scope of a global need for a clean water solution.
Well, you and your listeners can easily go out and Google and find lots of statistics out there, but just to cite a couple, the World Health Organization put out their most updated numbers in 2019, stating that 3 out of 10 people around the globe don't have access to safe drinking water on a regular basis, and somewhere close to 3 million people die each year from water-related disease. So it's a global problem, but you know, we usually think of it in the underdeveloped world. But safe water is not just an issue there. Here in the United States, our infrastructure is aging. We've had problems here, and there's thousands of boiled water orders every year with breakages in lines and other issues. And of course, then natural disasters can disrupt water supplies, where every year around the world, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, and so forth can impact millions of people. And I think it's also an issue that we need to be prepared for here in this country.
And certainly some good points made right there. Thanks for that. Question for you also, aren't there a number of water filtration services, devices out there in the market already? What makes yours different?
The market is just bursting with tremendous numbers of choices. It's a confusing array of options available to people. The real issue, though, is that they vary widely in their actual performance capability. Whereas you've alluded to some of the uniqueness of Aqua Guidance's performance with virus, we also hold the highest certified capacity for combined lead, mercury, and chloramine reduction in a standard household size filter. And of course, with lead in the news here in the United States all the time, that's an important advance that we're proud of. And now then, Aqua Guidance is just completing the development of our first gravity-fed system that can remove virus even in the presence of organic acids. Humic acid is an interference that's used in the required testing to, global standards to make sure that the performance will actually deliver what the consumer is needing in real-world conditions where the water's not all that pristine to begin with. And we've done this to the protocol of P231 set out by the National Sanitation Foundation.
Today, we are joined by Dwayne Dunk, director at Aqua Guidance, a technical water quality expert here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Dunk, what personal stake do you have in this, and why would you lead a company focused on clean water issues?
Eric, that's a question I'm really glad you asked, because this is something near and dear and personal to my heart. It really dates back into the mid-70s. I'm aging or dating myself by admitting that I used to live in Brazil in the mid-70s, and as I traveled around that country, I would see youngsters along the side of the road that were obviously ill and not, you know, healthy, distended stomachs, other ailments. I mean, some of the kids were literally dying, and these were waterborne, water-related issues in many cases. And as I matured, grew, moved into the business world after, you know, university schooling, I began to think about what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I was working for a large, you know, Fortune 500 company and helping with marketing of, you know, consumer electronics. And it was all great. I was making money. I was helping my company. I was doing my job. And one day we found out the company was for sale. And it was a wake-up call for me of, here, I'm at a crossroads to decide what I want to do next. And I specifically sought to go into the water industry to make a better impact in the world than just selling another piece of electronics. And I focused on antimicrobial technologies to solve disease problems that were impacting people's lives in the short term, having immediate, you know, issues with health because of ingesting pathogens. And so that's how I got started in this. And, you know, it's been a focus for many in our company to really try to make a difference in addressing severe water issues, whether it's lead or microbes. And in particular, viruses are, you know, the smallest of the pathogens. And many of the water systems out there don't address viruses adequately. Cysts and bacteria, yes, but not necessarily viruses. And that's where we're trying to fill a gap.
And again, we're certainly thankful for what you do through Aqua Guidance. Now, what are some common sense steps consumers can take to improve their water safety and health on a daily basis?
You know, I'm a firm believer in final barriers of protection. Obviously, once municipal water systems have become chlorinated, you know, in widespread use around the world since over a century ago, disease from water has dropped dramatically around the world in developed countries with those sorts of central treatment systems. But sometimes things go wrong. Systems break down, operator errors, or just the street repairs that are being done and the backhoe operator cuts into a line and contamination gets in there. What do we do then? Or some of our aging infrastructure is just not keeping up to date, and lead starts getting into our water systems. And that's where I think consumers, your listeners, need to think about getting their own point of use protection for their drinking water in their home. Now, how are they going to choose that? We already talked about there being a large variety of options on the market. They should, one, go look at what their water quality is, get a water test or report from their city. Find out about their water quality. I recommend sending a sample off and getting it thoroughly tested. It's because sometimes the contaminants that are present in the water may not necessarily be something you want to be drinking, even though they're legally below a federal regulated limit. For example, lead that accumulates in the body wouldn't be something I want to keep incurring in my drinking water. Then once you find out what your needs are, look on the labels of these devices and see if they are certified to address those contaminants. And there's three major certification bodies that are ANSI-accredited certification organizations: the National Sanitation Foundation, NSF, the Water Quality Association, WQA, and then IAPMO, which a little longer name, the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials. But between those three, they all test to the same international standards and give the same level of certification to assure the purchaser of that system that it will perform as advertised. And if you take those steps, you're going to have peace of mind knowing that even if things go wrong upstream with your municipality, you've got another layer of protection at your house.
Certainly do appreciate all the details shared with us here today. Really appreciate Aqua Guidance and their impact that you're having with water quality. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to point out as we wrap things up here today?
You know, the only other thought I can think of is that in answering that last question would be for emergency preparedness. Our new virus removal filter is, because it's chemical free, has no shelf life. That way it can be stored and pulled out when needed, you know, a year from now, 5 years from now. And if your water supply has been disrupted and you need an offline water treatment to, you know, recovery efforts like after hurricanes and, you know, Katrina or whatever, and you're scooping up highly contaminated water and running it through a gravity filter that's not requiring electricity power connection to plumbing. It's just taking raw water and cleaning it up. You know, our device would address those sorts of situations. And we're working with some other major companies in the ceramic pre-filter area, global ceramic filter companies that remove cyst bacteria, and we would add our product onto it, or they would add our product onto it and solve the virus issue as well for complete microbiological purification.
Mr. Dunk, certainly do appreciate your concluding remarks, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get further details on Aqua Guidance and how they could be in touch accordingly. Where's the best place online to do so?
www.aquaguidance.com, Aqua Guidance. That'll give you a bit more information on our technologies and where our focus is. Again, we are a B2B company, so we would be selling to other branded, you know, water treatment products that you might find on the shelf or online to those manufacturers. I think that they'll improve their education as they look into this a bit more. And, you know, I appreciate the ability today to help them be proactive and taking a step towards that final barrier protection in their own homes.
Again, Mr. Dunk, all the best. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. You have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Dwayne Dunk, the director at Aqua Guidance, a technical water quality expert. And for all the details, visit aquaguidance.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.